Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. Today we'll be reading from through 121 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I was absent on yesterday from our broadcast. We will make that up on tomorrow. So you will have tomorrow Proverbs chapters 29 and 30 and 2 Chronicles 16 through 20. Amen. Amen. I told you anytime that we have to be away because we have appointments and so forth. Anytime we have to double up, we will. Amen. Because we are going to read a year, the entire word in a year. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm praying for each and every one of you and blessing God. Amen. That you're here with me. I praise God for your presence because the Lord is doing great and mighty things. He's bringing forth revelation and breakthrough. Amen. He's healing. He's uplifting. He is imparting knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Glory to God. He is God, and he is our the true and living Savior. The only way to salvation is through Jesus. Amen. And we uplift him on today. He is the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He is, amen, our Savior, our deliverer, our peace. Amen. He's our provider, our strength, our help in the time of trouble. He's our keeper. Glory to God, and he is the one, amen, we honor on today. We praise him and give him glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you are the true and the living God. Amen. We give glory to the great I am today, the self-existent God. Amen. The one who is the beginning and is the end and has no time in between, amen, but is the eternal God, amen, no beginning and no end. We give you glory, oh God. We give you praise and we give you honor today, amen, because you continue to move in the midst of us, and amen, you continue to prove to us that you are God and there is no other, amen. You continue to show us that you are mighty in our lives. Amen. You continue to bring forth breakthroughs and healings. Amen. The things that we don't even know how to express you. Oh, God, you uplift us in the midst of it all. Lord, when our head is down, you are the lifter of our head. The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come closer to you. We thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, to receive knowledge and wisdom and understanding and revelation directly from your throne. We thank you, oh God, because you're doing that and even more that we're able to express even right now as we're going forward in the word. Lord, bless the word as we're going forth. Lord God, oh Jesus, teach us that we need to know from these words that we're about to read. Lord God, give us revelation, Lord, of every passage that we read on today. Lord God, show it to us clearly, Lord God, and let us not go another day without some knowledge, amen, that comes directly from you, some understanding that comes directly from you. Lord, we want to grow every day, every single day. We want to make progress. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We honor the Lord because he is God. Amen. We're reading today from Psalms 120 through 121 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue of the warrior, with coals of the broom tree? Woe is me, that I dwell in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 120 through 121 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's hearers and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. My prayer, amen, is that you call upon the name of the Lord on today and allow him to show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Allow him to fill you with his presence. He told his disciples that he would not leave them comfortless, that he would come to them. Amen, and he gave them instructions to wait in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. And surely he did show up. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, even as Scripture had already said that they would. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. And that, my friends, was the entrance of the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. And they began, the apostles and the one, the others that were with them began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even on that day, Peter stood up in the midst of them, and he preached to them about Jesus, whom they had crucified. And when he ended his speech, amen, he ended his message, amen, they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And he told them to be baptized, amen, to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's to you and to yours and to as many as the Lord God shall call. Amen. From the book of Acts. Chapter 2, glory to God, the Lord is still saving, even as he did on that day. Even Peter said that day, amen, when they were inquiring what this thing was, amen, that was happening to them, the people were inquiring, and Peter let them know, this is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel, amen, that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord is still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen, he's still doing it. He's still doing it. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be fooled, and don't accept the substitute. Only Jesus saves. Amen, and this is the day of salvation. And yes, I say this every time I'm on the air, because every day is another opportunity for somebody to see Jesus in peace, because there will come a day, amen, that your time will have ended on earth and you will transition into your reward, whatever that may be. Amen. If you do not choose Christ, you have already chosen the enemy by defeat. Amen. But Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. He doesn't want you, amen, to have the reward of those that have fallen away, amen, the reward of Lucifer and the fallen angels. Amen. Hell was made for them and the children of disobedience, and only that because they would not receive the gift of life. Jesus is the only one that can bring that gift of life. He has already done it, and all you have to do, amen, is to say yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Let him be, amen, your big yes today, and receive of his spirit, receive of his power. Let him be your big yes today, and allow him to come into your life and into your spirit, amen, and into your very being. And he will do exactly what he said he would do. And his yes is yes. His no is no. And every promise that he has in his word for you and for I is yes and amen. Yes, and it is so. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.